East Coast Breakfast.
Full disclosure, guys, I like a clean house. Not just clean, clean, tidy, orderly. Orderly. Everything has a place and everything should be in its place.
Yes.
And then a thing.
Yes.
There's a tool for everything. And I when there's nothing better than coming down in the morning, you go into your kitchen and it's clean. It's clean.
Yeah.
Shiny.
Step, ding. Sink is empty.
Yes.
Love it.
And it would appear that there is an item in my kitchen for which one requires a PhD. For which, which apparently I've been bestowed the doctorate of the dishwasher. That is what I have. Apparently it, well, we can't pack it like you, and, you know, you just, you know, it's just whenever
the
dishwasher.
Yeah. So sick of this story.
It's the first thing you
ever. You're the only one that thinks. So from the time I met you and I came to Durban, I know about this story. And in your mind, you think you're the only one that can do this. But other people can. The rest of us can. We are all capable.
No, they think
you
they
just
can.
Think.
Do
no, you think you're the only one that can do it properly.
I can do it in a way that once it's finished and you open the door, none of the dishes have to be put back in for a second wash.
Okay.
I make sure that the water has access to all the cutlery on the top shelf by making sure that the cups are on the left-hand side.
This is a Darren
Moore
thing.
And then the plates and bowls are on the bottom. The plates themselves need to be at least an inch apart. And you put the big plates to the left so that the water flowing through there gets a chance to get to the cups, and the side plates to the right. And then
this is wild. You're like the Rassi of dishwashers. And
no, that's what he thinks.
Yeah, you think. That's the thing. You've told us about this packing system. You've spoken about this packing system to me more times than we've spoken about things we do on air here.
Yeah.
That's how often you go on about this. And I don't blame your family, because I'd also give up and I'd be like, okay, you, Darren, you do it. You are so perfect. You are so great at it. You do it. And then Anna, Banana, sent us this video.
Yeah.
So I'm just quickly showing you how to pack the dishwasher. You take a plate, rinse off all of the excess food from your plate. Maybe just take a soapy, give it a little bit of a wipe on both sides. And then you want to put it in the dishwasher so that you don't carry a wet one across the floor.
Gosh. I'm tired already.
No, you know what? Actually, Darren Bambala, give me a high five. No, me, I get it. No,
you never put pack the dishwasher.
No, that's not the dishwasher. But I understand where Darren Moore is coming from. There is that one thing that he's the only one in the house that if he's not there, it doesn't happen.
Yep.
Okay.
But Fred, me at in my house, I am the probably not even just in my house, in the area, I am the residential masher.
No.
Guys, I'm the only... Guys.
For mashed potatoes.
Guys, bangers and mash, I come alive.
That's it.
I'm the only one in that house that can mash.
Serious.
You would think you bought it at a shop.
Yeah.
That's how good... What is that thing even called that you mash with?
It's called a masher.
Oh, is it called a masher?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I own the masher.
Yeah,
they should call it the Skysher.
Potato mash.
Like, I am literally. So I get where you're coming from, bro. One thing
it's because you go to gym and you work so hard, and then those big muscles.
Yeah, that's
what
you call it, though. Do you get a workout?
No, I get stuck in.
Yeah.
Oh,
and my kids are a bit too young, but in a year's time, they're gonna start learning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the masher in the house.
But I mean, do they
only one?
Does the family interrupt you from important stuff like watching the rugby?
Yeah.
To mash.
Yeah, I pause it, I bring the pot and watch the rugby at the same time, and then I just start
I'm
mashing.
I'm not judging, but trust men to think that such small tasks are so big and important. But
small,
you do, you guys.
Small,
you do.
Small.
Some of us live alone. I live alone. I do everything by myself for myself. But there's also something in, I guess, our building that nobody has figured out, except for me. I'm an expert.
You're the only one.
I'm going to tell you at 7:40, but we actually want to know from you this morning, what is that one thing? What is something only you can do in your house? 0617929495. Send us a voice note.
Hi, guys. Well, the only thing that I can do in my house is everyone's garage, we know, is always packed and full and shelves and this and that. I'm the only one that can park the car within centimeters.
Okay.
Just the right space to open the door.
Mm-hmm. That's a skill.
To get out.
Mm.
I believe I'm a master in that.
Well done.
Here's another skill, right? Naresh says, take out the bins on bin day.
No. Do you know what the thing is?
That's the worst, guys. I hate doing that.
Yes, exactly. That's why you have an erase.
No, no, it's not that you hate doing it. It's that is that you're the only one who remembers it's on this day.
Yes.
It's on this day.
Shockers.
You can take the bin out on the next day and it doesn't help anyone. Mm-hmm. It's got to be on the day.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one. Nasima saying, only I see the mess and the toilet paper that is finished and never replaced.
That's a proper skill. No, that's proper. Every house needs one of those. I'm not that one in my house.
Let's say good morning to Saskia from North Beach. Saskia, what is something that only you can do in your house?
Well, guys, I don't know how, but I'm not a pro, but everyone comes to me to set up their technological devices, be it a cell phone, a laptop, a TV, anything to do with technology, I'm the go-to person.
That's a great skill to have.
I know, but it's like, I don't know whether it's because I'm more the person who tends to read a lot, know a lot, and just want to know everything that everyone comes to me.
Are you the youngest one in the house, Saskia?
Yeah, that was my question.
Actually, no.
Oh.
I'm somewhere in between. I'm going to give away my age because I know ladies don't tell, but I'm 37 years old. And yeah, but there's youngsters in the house, and yes. I'm still the one that everyone goes to.
Because that's what I wanted to ask. Would even the Emma 2000 come to you?
Because yeah, they should know
how to use these things.
I know. My 6-year-old is leaning towards that as well. She knows how to handle a cell phone like a pro, and
she's getting there.
Their mom.
Yeah. Yeah, she's getting there. You know why? Because 6 is almost 7. 6-7.
Oh, my God.
6-7. I don't know.
Thank you, Saskia.
Hello, East Coast.
Hey.
Hello, team. If there's one thing that I'm the only do at home, it's got to be mowing the lawn. I know it's the dad's job or the husband's job because it's quite heavy, but I like my straight lines.
Yeah.
If anybody mows my lawn, they don't do straight lines like I do straight lines. So I like to see my straight lines when I'm done.
Yeah.
I stand back and I can tell if it's a good job or not.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I've given up on that.
The lawn.
Many years.
No, yeah. But you know, this is the thing, though, right? So, Priolin, Narisha, Nasima, Saskia, Jeremy, Sky, Darren Moore. We get it. We know what we have that one thing
exactly.
That we can do.
Yes.
Carmen, really, even you stay alone.
Yeah.
But you say there's. But you say there's something. That only you can do, but it's in your home or in your building.
Yeah, so I live in a building / shopping center, / hotel, and
there's the one thing you can do.
They're renowned in this province, I guess, for having the most confusing lift system.
Oh,
yes, everyone gets. So I'm also every single time I use the lift, I help people.
Have you figured it out?
Yeah, nobody knows, and nobody can. Like really figure it out and get to the right level to get to the right place. So I'm the girl. I'm the one.
Well,
I know it all. I know how you can get everywhere in every lift,
Carmen,
even the other lifts that you can't use. I know.
It. I have been to your place, Carmen, and I know that lift that you're talking about. I also know the guy who installed that elevator.
You do?
Yes, I have his number here on my phone. Should we call him?
Yeah.
I say we call him. We find out.
Yes.
What the hell were you thinking?
Yes, because now I'm the assistant every day.
Good morning.
Morning, good morning, Diddy Shabalala, Kowinsky.
So are you an elevator technician who installed the elevator in Carmen Reddy's building?
Masterpiece, yes. Is that my niece? What do you think to what?
What we want to know is, what were you thinking?
Everything perfectly honestly was working, I thought.
I suppose the next question is, where did you learn to program elevator buttons?
Africa in South. Yes, the over slowly buttons elevator programming of after learned I, training lots with mixed experience, real bits of many.
It all makes sense. It all makes sense. Now, thank you very much for taking our call. Carmen Reddy, thank you for helping us.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.